Is that how we're starting it?
Do you want me to lead you in again?
No.
We already did the countdown one time. It didn't work.
All right.
Action.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Across America, episode number 44. I am your host, as always, Jack Austin. With me today, one time only, Robert Lamb.
You keep saying that, but everybody knows at this point that it's not true.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Okay.
But I'm just being consistent. Even though we've been inconsistent in recording
cheeky.
This.
That's true.
Yeah, it's just been life happening. Holidays have been coming and going. Things are a little hectic, and we've got...
You know, every year that happens.
Yeah.
They come
and have a bevy of other shows that we record for as well, so we're sorry that we didn't get to this one. I was like, no, I'm not doing it. And then Robert was like, Jack, you've got to do this That's episode right. for Trisha Arnya Allen Ald. You've got to do it for her.
That was such a bad play.
She's so bad. Drop. I'm so sorry if I pronounced your name wrong, ma'am. you have inspired us to record this today because you always say such nice things, and we love you for it.
Yeah, a lot of people have been reaching out and saying, when's the next episode?
Yeah.
Story or The Walk.
Right.
Or
Story
sorry,
is recorded
is
a little bit more regularly and put out than this one has, but...
But we're almost done with this one. It's coming
it's
down
getting
to the
there.
Wire. So we figured, let's get back to it, record a few more, and you know, try to wrap it up.
Yeah.
So eventually I do finish this walk.
You do?
I do.
Eventually
at
it
At some
happens.
Point it does end.
Yeah. So I'm going to let a brief recap for you for how far we've come at this point. Because I know it's been a while since we dropped one of these, so let's catch people. Been a while since Rob came to talk. About his walk across your country. All right. Go ahead, man. Do it for Trisha.
Honestly, I don't remember exactly where we left off. So I'm just going to like kind of get to the... I think I was in Piedmont.
So you were going to say, and then I walked off the airport in Washington.
And then that's when and we started our walk. No, I think we are in Alabama.
Yes, we are, for sure.
We're for sure in Alabama.
Sweet home.
I think I mentioned that I was in Piedmont, or at least made it to Piedmont, which was a small town with a recreation center. No, okay, I don't think I mentioned this. When I got to Piedmont, I was calling like police stations every so often in these small towns, especially in the South, because there's just so many of them, and I'm like, you know what? If they can help me and they have a spot where I can camp out,
right.
That's cool.
Not to mention them just knowing you're there is kind of a big deal.
Well, and that's the thing is, I used to, like, when I was in Wyoming, I didn't have to do that because I didn't hit a lot of small towns. Like, I didn't hit one every day like I did in the South. So I would just sleep on the side of the road. But here in the South, like, from Tennessee and on, I kind of didn't always have an area that was suitable for me to camp in. A lot of it was private property. A lot of it was, like, just town after town after town.
Yeah.
So I was like, I might as well, like, I'm going to hit this town. Maybe I'll call and see if they can set me up with a place to camp, which worked a couple times. I think I mentioned earlier that I did sleep outside some police stations up until this point, which, again, this was another time where I was like, let me call and just see. It's getting dark. You know, there's nowhere to really camp around here that was close, that wasn't like fenced off. And so I called the police. I stopped at a Subway and I called the police station. I was like, hey, do you know if there's any place that I can camp around here? Because I'm going to be here for the night. Kind of thing. They didn't even have a motel or anything.
We got a cell open. You can share with Bo Cephas in there. He gets a little handsy past 9 o'clock.
Wait, is Bo Cephas his full name? Like,
no.
Is it Bo Cephas?
No.
Or is it Bo Cephas?
No, Bo Cephas is one word.
What's his last name?
Jones.
That's a pretty good last name.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Not like, very popular, not very common.
It sounds like somebody from Alabama, though.
Yes, it does.
Bo Cephas Jones.
I would know.
I do also want to mention that...
We caught him loitering outside of Dick's Sporting Goods.
Bass Pro Shop.
Bass Pro Shop.
I don't even know if that's over there. No, but I do want to mention that I also... the guy who I read, like, his blog or whatever, who watched Across the Country before, said that he did that, too. Like, he would call police stations every once in a while.
Yeah,
that was one of the reasons why I was like, I'll try it out.
Yeah.
Just see.
Worst thing that could happen.
Is, they kill me.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that would happen. Anyways, it didn't happen though. I didn't get killed. But I remember calling them, and here in Piedmont, they're like the dispatcher or whatever. She's like, let me find out for you and I'll get back to you. So I was like, okay. So then they call me back and they're like, hey, if you want, there's a recreation center not too far from here. And it's like a big park. They just built it. And there's like a little camping area where like the Boy Scouts have gone. If you want to camp there, mm-hmm. there's a fire pit and everything like that. So I was like, okay. I'm like, it's getting kind of dark. They're like, yeah, it's still like another mile or something ahead. I'm like, all right, I'll go there. So I went to this recreation center and I saw the recreation center and it was like closed, but it was brand new built.
Yeah.
And everything is just this big building in the middle of a huge field.
A big sign that says welcome wallet guy.
Yeah. Oh. And then everybody popped out and said, surprise,
hey, wallet guy, we found you.
So
and that gazelle.
Oh, he came out from, he popped out of the cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was quite scary. You don't think a lot of gazelles pop out of cakes.
With
but,
guns.
Well, yeah. Let alone just a gazelle.
The gantaloupe.
Yeah. but then after I had my cake and made peace with the gantaloupe, I was looking for a place to camp, but I couldn't find the stupid little spot that she was talking about.
Right.
So I was like walking around this area and it was huge and just in this like huge field. So I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to camp. I'm like, I'll camp in the field. I'll camp over here by like some trees. I'm like, that should be good. So that night it got super cold, like really cold. And I mean, it hadn't been this cold since the snow in Washington or whatever. And there's like a cold front moving through. So like this whole week that I was walking was going to be like super cold. And so I like bundled up in all everything I had, like my jacket and my hoodie,
right?
All my T-shirts. My pants and my shorts, like I wore everything that night. And I just like curled up in my sleeping bag. And I want to say it was around 2 or 3 in the morning. I heard like chains outside my tent.
Thank goodness at this point you're in Alabama and not in like Wisconsin.
No, I know. Well, yeah, no.
Yeah.
But I heard like these weird like chains just like rattling outside my tent. So I'm like, what? So at first, obviously I thought it was a pirate ghost and,
come on out city boy.
And, I was like, what the hell is that? So I like sat up and then all of a sudden like this dog just starts barking like, rawr, 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 like big dog.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. So I just waited out. Like I'm sitting there. I'm like, all right, he'll stop eventually. No, it was like running around my tent, like barking at my tent. It didn't try to get in.
Right.
But it was just like, and it was like dragging chains or something. So I was like, I really don't want to open my tent and like deal with this because I don't know what kind of dog this is.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it doesn't sound too friendly and it sounds like it got loose somehow, but it was like dragging chains and the chains would like whip around my tent. Like I would just hear like these chains like sliding. So I was like, crap. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to wait in here and just hope he doesn't like try to get in the tent and stuff. And he literally at one point I think he like sat because the chain stopped rattling and he just like sat right by the door of the tent and just like barked and like snarled at my tent. And I'm like, oh my God.
You didn't call the police?
No, I just sat there. So I just waited. If he like tried to get in or something, you know, I'd have to fight him. But it didn't do anything.
Tried to get into my tent, I have a pretty intimidating scream.
Yeah, listen,
people call it more of a shriek.
But it does its job. It frightens whoever's attacking me. You know what I mean? And that's my defense mechanism, like
right.
Like those birds. Oh, the birds that like screaming.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then it scares like other
birds
away.
For sure.
Anyways, but yeah, the dog just like sat there and just barked, and literally I think it lasted like probably at least a half an hour, maybe even an hour. He just sat there and I tried to go back to sleep, couldn't do it. Finally, when the dog left, I did go back to sleep. But the thing I didn't mention before, which I don't know if I mentioned in the last episode, but our mutual friend Jack, and this person is how we met, Brian.
Yeah.
He lives in Georgia now. I went to high school with Brian.
Yeah.
And
I played soccer with Brian for several years.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Wait, so you didn't go to school with him then?
No, I didn't.
You didn't go to Northeast or whatever?
I did go to Northeast, but I was there before him.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Then that makes sense. Okay, yeah, because I was in the same grade as him, and when he moved up to Georgia, I remember him getting in contact with me and saying, like, hey, are you going to walk through Georgia? Maybe we can meet up, and I'll buy you dinner or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, slow down, dude. Like, we're not dating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, for sure.
I don't know what you're trying to do.
Lay the base. Like, yeah, I got it.
I didn't know you liked me like that.
Yeah.
And then,
it's good for you to keep your wits about you. You were not so smart with me.
No, obviously. Obviously. Well, you bought me dessert, too. So
yeah, that's
a little
right.
different then.
Come into my house without me knowing you.
Yeah. It's a little
just
different.
Just kidding, buddy. I'm kidding with
just
you.
Kidding, just kidding.
Just kidding around.
Just kidding.
Just a little joke there.
But Brian got in contact with me, and he's like, hey, like, tomorrow, I think he had off or something, so he was like, let's meet up. I go, all right, well, I'm going to try to make it into Georgia. I'm, like, on the border of Alabama right now.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow I'll try to meet up with you and try to get close to where you are, like, in the afternoon or something. So he's like, all right, that works. So that night, though, I didn't get any sleep because of the stupid dog.
And, yeah,
like, because
of course.
By the time, you know, I got back to sleep after that, and it was cold. So I was waking up, like, every hour just trying to, like, get warm. And then finally I was like, you know what? I need to meet Brian. I don't want to, like be too late. So I'm like, I'm just going to wake up early and start walking because I'm not getting any sleep anyways. So I woke up at 5 a.m. and I was like, this is fine. I'm just going to go now.
Yeah.
So I packed up everything. The dog was gone. And literally as I'm walking, like, I found, like, this little trail that goes to, it eventually made its way to, like, this other road that I needed to hop on. And the trail, like, was just south of me. So I'm like, I'm going to hop on this trail and just follow it out of the town. So when I walked to the trail, of course, I walk right past the Boy Scout area. I saw, like, the fire pit and everything like that. And I was like, God, this is right here. Like,
yeah.
All I had to do was
I would look just a little
just
harder.
A little bit longer, I would have found it.
Well, you know, if you had any kind of idea of the area, I'm sure you probably would have found it.
I know.
This is your first time ever.
And it was dark.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't know where I was going. And I've never been to that town. So I'm like, whatever. So I walked past it and hopped on this little trail. And then finally, when the sun started coming up, it started warming up a little bit. But I was still wearing pretty much
everything.
Every piece of clothing I had. So as I'm walking, I get out of the town, and there's a it hits like this. It's called a, I forget what it was. I forget the name of it, but it was a highway. It was like an old highway. So I hopped on that, and it goes through like these farmhouses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm walking through like that area, another dog, like a huge pit bull, comes out from like the bushes. And I'm like, oh my God. And it's like, it's got to be like 6:30 in the morning or something
right.
like that. And it just like snarls at me. And I'm like, oh shit. So I like wait a minute and it like walks kind of by. And then another pit bull comes out of the bushes. And I'm like, oh shit. I'm going to have to fight off a pack of dogs right now. Like, this sucks. So, like, the dogs literally, like, I was like, hey, guy, hey, buddy, come here. Like, you good? You good?
Yeah.
And he's just, like, walking around me. And the one dog was barking at me a lot. Luckily, they weren't dragging chains, so I knew that it wasn't
You knew they
the
weren't
dog.
That
it
dog.
It wasn't that dog. But unless they, like, went in the bushes, ripped off their chains, and came
right.
back out.
Yeah. Naturally.
Yeah. And the other dog wasn't, like, barking at me, and it was, like, a female because I saw, like, her 8 nipples hanging down, so she probably just gave birth or something.
Of course.
But she was, like, she was walking around me, like, circling me, and she wasn't, like, barking or anything, but she was just, like, walking around me. And the other one was walking, like, next to me, like, maybe, like,
they were doing the pincer move,
7 feet off or whatever, and just, like, following me. So for, I want to say, half a mile, this is what happened. Like, they were just following me. So I had a spare wheel from my cart that I still had from when I replaced the cart back in Missouri. So I actually took out the spare wheel and held it like a shield just on the side, just in case they like tried to attack me. And I just walked like that for half a mile, and they just circled me and barked at me for half a mile. And then finally, eventually they turned and went back into the woods, which I'm assuming they're one of the houses there that they were like protecting or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was like, I really thought I was going to have to fight off dogs and then get a rabies shot or die. I don't know.
Yeah, or die.
I mean, They're pit bulls.
If they got you by the neck, you'd be in deep trouble.
I know. Hey, why do you think I had a tire shield?
Why?
For that very reason, Jack. I didn't want to get bit in the neck and the jugular.
The jug?
Rip out my throat like MacGruber.
Oof.
Throat ripper. Me too. Throat ripper. No, that wasn't MacGruber. That was Kung Pao. But yeah, like that's, I'm not, and dogs aren't usually intimidating for me. Like
I like dogs
me.
A lot too.
Yeah. I'm like,
and they typically don't mess with me until, you know, they've got something wrong up in the upstairs.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, I don't really have like issues. I've never really been attacked.
You could tell
a dog.
That nobody's been up to those dogs and been like, no, yeah, don't bark.
I know.
Don't go crazy. You know what I mean? Like some people, right. You can tell the dogs know, I probably shouldn't be doing this. Those dogs seemed like they were scouting you to see if they could take you down and eat you.
Yeah, like they were like swarming me like a pack of wolves. Like that's what it reminded me of.
Something,
just like following
there's some
me.
Connection there with wolves and dogs.
You know what?
I think they both have the same cable provider.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, they just watch
that's
the same, all right. Same
so
documentaries.
Solve,
same
that solve
planet
that.
Earth.
Both of them saw Balto.
Balto.
Yeah, it's an old Disney movie about a sled dog that's Barwolf.
You know what's weird is they made another Disney movie called Bolt.
Yes, they did.
So I thought you just mispronounced that movie.
Nope.
You didn't mispronounce it?
I didn't.
Okay. You're like Balto.
Balto.
Balto. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know,
but
man.
No, I listen, if it was like a pack of cats circling me,
yeah, then you'd be fine.
Yeah,
you'd been okay.
I'd be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, you guys going to scratch
me
a
like
couple times?
Six or seven rabid squirrels running around you, then I'd be more worried than the cats.
I would be more worried than the cats.
Yeah.
I would definitely. And then if there is like 100 rats like running around me,
yeah,
I would try to lead them. Like,
or just
Ben.
One snake, period.
But like a large one.
In the vicinity.
Snakes don't bother me, though.
They do me.
Really?
There's only three types of snakes I'm afraid of. Have I told you this?
If you say trouser, I'm going to get out of this.
I'm not afraid of that.
Okay.
It's a live one, a dead one, and a stick that looks like one. I don't mess with snakes, man.
Really?
So
you would never have a pet snake?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Is it? Okay, really quick, not to derail. Like
We're so well known for derailing the story. And I know your buddies are going to be like, God! Why did you have to do this? We waited so long.
No, we're not going to derail.
A buddy of mine had a Burmese python.
Those get big.
It was huge.
Right.
And it was albino. It was white. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I had to keep coming over to his house because I was working with him on something. And his snake didn't stay in the in the cage.
Oh, really?
And the snake's name was the Birdman. Oh, my God. And he always seemed cool. I was like, man, it's just snakes and I, we know we don't like each other. Mm-hmm. He's like, he's never been aggressive towards anybody ever. And so we were sitting at his house, and at this particular occasion, we were playing the football game for Xbox Madden.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So we're playing Madden, and I look out of the corner of my eye, and down the hallway is the Birdman slithering down the hallway. And I'm like, I'll just play it cool.
Right.
The snake doesn't bother people. I'll play it cool. About 5 feet from me, the Birdman stops slithering. He does that little thing with his neck where he curls it up into an S and starts hissing at me. I was like, get your snake, dude.
I don't want to deal with
He's
this.
He's like, what's wrong with the Birdman? I was like, the Birdman is about to become a very nice wallet or a purse because he started hissing at me. And I was like, it's just the snake knows I don't like it.
Right.
It knows I know, I, you know, it doesn't like me.
It can sense that, yeah. And heat.
Yeah. So me and the snake both know that there's a problem.
Yeah, it can sense heat and disagreement.
Needless to say, the Birdman went away.
Damn.
But yeah, snakes and I respect them. I think they're beautiful. I think they do a great thing
right.
for the ecosystem.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to go out of my way to kill a snake or anything like
right,
that.
Right.
I'm just not going out of my way to touch
to
it or
touch
pick it up or
right.
mess with it.
See, snakes don't bother me. I like the way they feel and stuff like that. Like, it's kind of cool. I would never have a pet snake because, like, they do, like, especially, like, pythons and stuff. Like, they get big.
Yeah.
Plus, like, I've had a lot of rodents as pets, and I just feel bad if I had to feed them to a snake.
Last story before we wrap it up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is about a big snake and owning a big snake. Have you ever seen this? Maybe you've seen it on social media, this wonderful world of social media.
Mm.
There was a woman who owned a huge python like that.
Right.
And she said that it loved her, like loved her. Mm. And she goes, it sleeps with me and all this other stuff. And the snake was huge, like bigger than her. And one day it just stopped eating. and it was like 2 weeks the snake hadn't eaten, getting close to a month where it didn't eat. And she took it to the vet. It was like, hey, you know, something's wrong with the snake. Mm. It loves me. We you know, we sleep together. It sleeps wrapped around me head to toe.
Right.
And it's just stopped eating. And the vet goes, yeah, he's planning to eat you. She goes, what? She goes, the reason he's laying around you like that is he's sizing up your body. And he's not eating because he's fasting for his big meal, which is you.
Oh, my God. They do eat.
You know what, man? The day my bulldogs stop eating and start laying dangerously close to me, they're done.
They're going to lay around your head.
Sorry. So the day they start laying next to me, like, all right, I'm on to you.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I think people like to, not to go down on this tangent, but, like, people like to, what's it called when you, like, put your own emotions on, like animals. Like, you're basically saying, like, that they feel the same way. Like, people see their dogs, and their dogs start wagging their tails, so they're like, oh, they're happy to see me.
So they're projecting their emotions onto them.
Right,
right.
So they do that a lot. And I feel like certain animals, like mammals, they've proven do have some kind of emotional attachment.
Yeah.
Like, if you kill a baby elephant, like, the other elephants are going to feel that and stuff. Reptiles aren't like that. They're more instinctual. So they don't have... I don't believe they have feelings. So the fact that she's like, he loves me is kind of like... I don't think
you're
that's
weird.
True. Like, your chameleon's not going to love you. Your tortoise isn't going to love you. They might like you because you have food.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's about it.
These reptiles like the service you're providing.
Yeah, it's not a genuine love.
Yeah.
Like, you're a friend. Like, you know what I mean? So it makes sense. But I'm sure some people will... As we're talking about that, my cat is trying to break into the room.
It is.
So annoying.
Well, we're gonna call this an episode because...
Why? Because we recorded it and we're going to release it?
There might be a pet cemetery situation happening.
Cool.
Again, Trisha, thank you so much. This episode is for you. We're dedicating it to you. You better love it more than any other podcast you've ever heard.
Ever.
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 All right. Thanks for listening. That's episode 44. We'll see you again.
Has been a Seven Lamb production.